Mining company GTAC says it's pushing this legislation because of an incident in early June when about 15 mine opponents shouted obscenities at test drill workers and stole one of their cameras. Wisconsin Wetlands Association Director Tracy Hames told lawmakers he agrees that something should be done to prevent confrontations like that one, but he says this bill will only keep law-abiding citizens from accessing the land. Hames says that means it will be harder for people like him who don't work for the DNR or GTAC to review the company's permit application.
I've been up there hundreds of hours, mostly on weekends and my own time hiking around there, so I can talk intelligently and understand the landscape, understand what's out there and how the whole place works. If I didn't have the ability to do that, I wouldn't be able to intelligently help review some of the documents that are being put out.
The Wisconsin Wildlife Federation's George Meyer said taking this land out of the state's managed forest land program would also potentially close off access to people who've hunted it for years.
There's going to be people that come up there that have hunted there literally 20 or 30 years. There's multiple generation hunters that use that 4,000 acres.
GTAC spokesman Bob Seitz acknowledged that there's nothing keeping the company from closing off this land right now, but to do so, it would have to pay a tax penalty.
I don't believe it's fair that a criminal act should result in an additional cost on a Wisconsin company.
Seitz says GTAC would like to open the land up for hunting, but under this bill, the company would have the power to keep it closed if it wanted to. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.